Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Athletic did a little post-draft survey among current NFL executives. These are always interesting because, yes, it's anonymous, but still, sure. We know there are 32 executives that The Athletic is able to send out some questions to get their feedback on, you know, how the draft went, right? There's a lot of feedback in The Athletic article about should the Patriots have traded down in their particular draft, and obviously thoughts on the Falcons pick. But what they said about the Kansas City Chiefs wasn't so much the draft as much as bigger picture, maybe how they need to try to win more.
Which is interesting from a different front office, knowing how much the Chiefs win. But I actually think part of the point makes sense. This is, I'm assuming, not the executive who said we're effed or whatever after they took to Trooper. But that was one.
I still wonder if that was Baltimore's executive.
I wonder sometimes too. But several people inside this article, not one, several people mentioned the fact that the Chiefs needed speed and the home run threat. But one specific guy said the reason why they need that is they need to get back to blowing teams out and making some of their lives easier. When you look at some of the other best teams in the league over the last 2 years, I would say that there are probably five teams in the NFL who are better at running away with a game than the Chiefs over the last couple of seasons. Miami has had more blowouts. The Ravens have had more blowouts. The Bills have blown more teams out. They're just teams who've been better about running away with a team and just taking a W in the books and moving on with their day. The Chiefs, that's not been their strength. It has not stopped them from winning a lot.
I was gonna say,
or winning a Super Bowl. But that point is actually kind of valid in the sense that the easiest way to win a game in which it's not close, it's not a sweat, it's just a dub, is to have a 65-yard touchdown, man, just once in the game. Just have one touchdown where you do no work and it's just a damn score. And that has been eliminated from their offense the last 2 years, which is why they're making that comment unworthy. Worthy might be able to provide you a couple of games this year that he just gets a 70-yard touchdown and you're good.
Look, clearly it makes life easier. I mean, it absolutely, big play potential, big plays in general are going to make your life easier. You're not going to feel like you have to be perfect on every drive. We discussed that throughout last season, that, you know, teams were going to ask them to go on and hope that they would go on these 13, 14 play drives and hope that there's a key holding call that sets the drive back, a false start, which these are all things that happened last year. Yeah. And it led to the frustration on offense. So yes, if you have big plays, it's like you're not asking for 12 play drives. You maybe have a 5 or 6 play scoring drive.
A lot so, less to screw up. A lot less Kadarius Toney drops on the way down.
Now, at the same time, you know, this team has shown time and time again, they, unlike other teams, know how to win in close, stressful, tight games.
The defense, which is good. I'm glad. They know how to do that.
The defense playing at the high level that it did allow them to do that a season ago. Now, if you're just asking from a fan standpoint and, like, everybody's heart rate and everybody's blood pressure in Kansas City, big plays, blowouts, everybody would take a deep breath. I'm sure if we were to actually do a real study, and last year if everybody watching games in Kansas City had a heart rate monitor on and blood pressure checked before and after each game last
intense
year compared to the last couple of years in the regular season, probably going to be a little bit higher, specifically after a key drop in a Monday Night Football game or something against the Eagles.
I just think it's it's an easier way to, for a team that plays the number of, it's a small percentage, if this makes sense, but it's not that it doesn't matter. For a team that plays as many of the games as the Chiefs do, because they play three or four more games than half of the league, and probably two more games than 90% of the league, every single year because of how often they win the Super Bowl. To have a few more snaps in the fourth quarter that you don't have to have Chris Jones out there for every single one of them. You don't have to have every single, you know what I'm saying? Like just a couple of snaps here or there. That they're going to take it nice and easy because Xavier Worthy took that ball for 70 yards in the third quarter. And it would just be nice to be able to threaten teams in a different way. And I don't need to threaten them with a blowout all the time, but I'd like to know what's on the table.
Yeah, there's going to be still limited opportunities. This is the NFL. It's not college football, where in college there's
just bury teams
in the NFL. There are blowouts, but it's, you know, in the NFL, what do we consider a blowout? I mean, to me, if you're winning a game by, you know, 8 or more points in some cases in the NFL, honestly,
depending on how the game went,
that can be considered a blow. I know in college we view, you lost by 17 or more sometimes, people, but in the NFL, I mean, especially, I mean, if it's 10 or more, it's 100% a blowout in the NFL. The margin is still very slim. We can make the jokes about, you know, how bad some of these teams that finish with 5 wins are. But even in those games, the 5-win teams aren't consistently just losing by 20 points or 15 points.
And again, this is not meant to be like, oh, look at this. The Chiefs can't win, because obviously we know they can win. But last year, so the Chiefs had 5 wins. Or 4 wins of 10 or more points last year, right? You're like, oh, not bad, right? Right in the same range that you want. Jags had more, Saints had more, Ravens had more, well, Saints didn't have more, sorry. Ravens had more, Cowboys, 49ers. Like, those are the teams you would kind of anticipate, right, having some more of those. 49ers had almost double the number. It's not to say, and look, they didn't have double the number of wins. Chiefs are really good, man. They're going to win a lot of those close games. But not just from a fan perspective. I just think from a, we talk about this with like high stress innings with pitchers, and I don't think that there's no way that this applies to baseball and it doesn't apply to football. Having to play a snap in a fourth quarter of a 24-24 game from a intensity, from a body number of minutes on your body, there's no way those don't count more than playing 2 minutes of football in a 31-17 game. Okay. Like there's just no way that there's not a difference in what your body has to do. I'm not saying this is the end all be all. This is not the nail in the coffin if they can't come through with these. But that's part of the reason I think that these execs like the pick for the Chiefs of Xavier Worthy is, imagine if on top of this, every once in a while, they're going to just take a break in the fourth quarter. That's something that they've been missing. They used to have that, or had it more in a previous time during their run of dominance. The last couple of years, that's not been their moniker. They've just having to win every damn game close, or lose a couple of close ones like it was in the Detroit game. A lot of Super Bowl rings to.
That's why it's, you know, it's
mostly,
it's,
by the way, this was a compliment. I wouldn't say that those GMs were talking in a way, or those front office people were talking in a way like, I'm going to show the Chiefs how to win.
Right.
Which would be stupid.
A little weird. I mean, there's the stress factor. I think there's some truth to it, but also it's just like, well, again, they need to start winning and having bigger plays so they blow out opponents or what? Or what? They're going to only win back-to-back championships? I get the point of what they're saying, and there absolutely is some truth to that. And we all, even during last season, acknowledged that they didn't have any vertical passing game, and therefore no big plays, and they were making life way more difficult. If that's the take, hey, your life was just so difficult, it's not sustainable, fine. But also, it's like, it's tough to be like, oh, man, what if they go through another season where they don't have a bunch of blowout wins again? Man, they might win their third Super Bowl in a row. Darn.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's like I said, if you're ranking the importance,
I would enjoy just so it's stress free. Like, as someone that
it is kind of nice to just, like, on a Sunday, just be like, oh, look at him coast to victory. Even though it's, I don't know, the close games are easier to talk about on the radio. I'll take the.
Oh, last year was great for fodder. No question. It was great versus just cruising through every single opponent. There's definitely truth to that. And as someone else said on the text line, 913-586-7610, I'd like to be able to watch a few games without my bowels clenched.
Stressful
games, man. Stressful games. And
playoffs, too.
Well, the playoffs is always going to be stressful. I don't, you know, that's just going to happen, man. Even the Dolphins game, despite the coasting, the first half, you probably were still stressed out. Because remember, our feeling about the Chiefs heading into the Dolphins game, way different than probably how you felt heading in the Ravens game. I don't know about everybody else.
Heading in
the Ravens game, I thought we all were like, oh, they're winning now.
After
like, now
I watched them against Miami, I'm like, oh, they can just turn it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here we go.
Especially after going to Buffalo and winning on the road, like, no, they're They're going to beat the Ravens.
I had no intent of picking them to win every game on the way to the Super Bowl last year until we got through that Miami game. And then I was, and then I never stopped picking them. Once they won that game and then they were going into like the next round against Buffalo Ravens, I was like, oh no. By that time, I was real confident. I was like, oh no, they're beating all these teams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.